back at it. We back at it.
We back. What's happening? Hey, so, big so, dog.
So truth be told, we actually had a whole nother intro to all of our listeners out there that we just filmed.
I don't remember.
And Mike dropped a special little word.
A few. You know what I'm saying? It was a few.
Oh, did I say DN?
Okay.
Oh, our truce.
We call a truce.
Well, then.
We call a truce.
There we go.
So let's move on. Matter of fact, cue the intro.
My God. Pardon.
The boy threatened me with the, oh, are we really going there?
That's what we
do. If that's what we do, no, we not doing that.
All right, perfect.
All right, man. Welcome to another episode of Next Level Living. How y'all feeling?
Good. Ooh, so good to be in A.
Listen. Yeah. We back.
We back.
Like, yeah. this, hey, I can get used to this, big dog.
When Chris was like, bruh, the in-person energy is different, I was like, yeah, but he said, bruh, the in-person, yeah. I was just like, yeah, okay. I kind of already knew that, you know what I'm saying?
Thank God, because me and Crystal was telling each other.
and I felt it from the jump.
And I was just like, wait. Chris, when we gonna tell him? Because
the
virtual gang is safe.
He was trying to protect. He was trying to protect us.
It only happened because you got COVID.
Yeah.
And then we all end up kind of having it around the same time.
That's weird.
Yeah. Which
that's
is real symbolic weird. Of How? Us being connected.
Mm. This whole sentence is not agreeing with my spirit. So, I don't know what just happened between sentence one and sentence three, but somewhere he had me messed up. And I think it was in between one and three. I think it might have been like two and a half, but you really had me messed up at one point.
So
individually, Mike got COVID, and then all of us had it at the same time. Like, what in the world?
Well, you got it first.
Did I, though?
But it's like then, when I canceled it, I was just like, I'm glad I canceled it because I got it too. And it was like, oh, we all got it.
So that's how it happened. It was me that messed it up first.
No, well, you got it, and then you gave it to us virtually.
Virtually.
And then we just went
over
virtual.
And because we had that FaceTime.
Oh, my God.
FaceTime.
And it's not your fault, though. You didn't go to the store and say, let me get an order of COVID-19, please. No. It just happened, dog.
You was heavy on you. Yeah, you was heavy on the H's.
You my guy.
On our FaceTime.
Oh, man. That's a red flag. I'm his guy.
So look.
I mean, so that's where we are.
Hold on real quick. So Crystal, you look nice. Random.
Thank you.
It's giving jungle.
It's giving what?
It's giving
what? Don't be rowing at him.
She went rowing at me, Jay.
I'm about to row at
him. His mom did that. Okay. So I did it because your mom did it that one time. Remember that one time? Y'all saw that person in the airport?
I try to forget everything my mom does.
Your mom hit somebody with the ring.
Oh, you see how he smiled now because my mom said it. See, when he couldn't take the genuine from me. He's like, my cousin.
Who is it? Travis Kelsey. That's what his mama said.
Random. We are not talking about my mom's statements on the podcast.
That's what his mama said. It was funny.
Travis Kelsey is a starting linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs.
But this thing would have went all the way
left.
And
yes, my mama thinks that he's attractive.
Nick, you should be proud of me.
And that's also weird.
Nick, you should be so proud of me because I was about to say something. It would have been hilarious, but it took Mike 6 minutes to recover. So I'm not going
to
say it.
You was about to trigger me?
Let's just get into the
podcast. You was about to try to trigger me, bro? You about to say something about my mom?
No. Your mom.
I know you do.
Right.
But what were you going to say that was going to trigger? No, actually, we don't want
to
know.
Yeah. You
stop
trying to bait me.
Stop talking about what you would have done. Because that is like you trying to bait me.
I'm like, where are we going with
this? We got to talk later. But I can't tell you right now. I really need to talk to you. And now the person can't think about nothing else. Stop telling me about what you would have done and just let God get some credit off
that. That was a minute or two ago, though.
Okay.
And for you to move forward into this new season, Mike, you're going to have to look forward, man.
Hey, y'all, we about to start another episode. He about to create a new business called Next Level Boxing. And me and Jeremy going to get a chance to catch a fade at some point in the show. Because y'all not going to keep telling me I'm emotional. Jeremy is attacking me and then getting mad at me for responding. What's the episode about? We ain't gotten to context yet.
Hey, we should bring in the 2-on-2 with Mike, too.
Ooh, what y'all doing? What's up?
It's a 2-on-2.
What's up?
We've been gone for a minute.
I know what 2-on-2 mean. They ain't hooping.
But now we back to the jump
Because they know I'm
hooping
no more.
If you move if you get the business too. If you move like Stephon moves.
Stephon, he put the pause on you?
It's my guy.
Oh, he said relax.
Oh, no.
No. That meant I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay. This conversation gonna go way left. Let's go. Let's go back to the right
left
side.
And right. Let's we talk about that low hook.
Okay. You trying to hit him with the left right?
Sorry. All right. So listen.
Jeremy, can they tell that the energy different in person already? Can they tell?
Yeah, it's so different. We had to redo the whole intro. Y'all don't even know the half, man. We be in damage control.
See, the next levelers are excited about this, but Jeremy a little annoyed with me. It's all good. I'm just excited to see you, bro, in person.
Likewise.
COVID free, just healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So
I got my cheetah girl.
Stop it.
I mean... You know, like,
this is not even cheetah print.
Okay, fern girl.
You know, like, leave. You know, like, leave. But it's, Chris, you killed it, though. You know what I'm saying? You my girl. That's my girl. You know what I'm saying?
Like, we're not doing this.
Okay. You know what? We going to go high.
So on today's episode.
You're not going to receive
high.
It.
We're going to go high.
We're going to go high.
We go high. Maybe.
Yeah.
Come here, Michelle.
So on today's episode.
You know what?
Of the Next Level Living Podcast.
This is in public.
We are going to talk about.
We're going to air this.
Yeah, what we doing?
The core four.
Ooh.
What is the core for?
So we talked about that a little bit last week. You talking about with Chris and Nicole?
We're talking about, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris and Nicole and then Tracy.
Well, everybody may not have heard that previous episode. So would you go into details of who the core
for
is?
So I'm going to say something. So shout out to all of our faithful watchers, everybody that be tapping in on YouTube next and all level, of our faithful baby. Listeners, all the next levelers out there. That listen on a weekly basis, that get the notifications, that's tapped in on Instagram, hashtag at Next Level Living.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
On IG, yeah.
Yeah, on IG. Mm-hmm. So I'll say that. But for those of y'all that did miss last week, when we opened up season two, like they kind of got a little bit into my business, which they plan on doing a lot this season, but I'm going to kind of try to tailor that a little bit. Not control. I'm just gonna try to tailor it.
I'm here for the. You know I'm here for saying? The self work.
Yeah. Give him a clap. That's for Jay. Okay. Self work on himself.
It's just me. It's just you.
You know what? Yeah.
You can go to Drink Champs with that though.
Okay.
Yeah, but we got our. Chris already told you we got our own algorithm.
You have your own algorithm, Jay. He said you. That's what. Yeah, everybody got to listen when Jay speaks. Y'all have to listen.
We are together.
This ain't the time.
Nah, there's no I in
acceptance.
Team.
It's a me, though. I need you to, okay? You like that?
Yeah. So let me answer your question.
What's up?
The core four. We have like our executive leadership team at the top of like all of our companies, entities, everything from the podcast, to the clothing line, the Speakers Academy, the Speakers Elite, our nonprofits, the Jeremy Anderson Group, my motivational speaking, next level students curriculum, like everything that we built, like we have the core four, which is basically two families. So for those of y'all that missed last week's episode, we kind of talked about that. And the core four is, of course, me and Tracy as the first family of the enterprise. And the second family is Chris and Nicole Crumpler. Mm-hmm. Nicole is our chief operating officer, our COO. So she's running everything. And then Chris is our director over our Next Level Speakers Academy and our Next Level Speakers Elite program. Okay. And he also serves as an executive just across the board as well. So we all make decisions like... You just kind of like in one accord. Mm-hmm. So I be having these ideas, I run by them, and they literally be like, yo, that's brilliant, let's go. Or they be like, yeah, this is probably not the time, do you think? And so whenever Nick gives me that look like, now, did the Most High say now? I'd be like, I think he did. He ain't confirmed that with you. Okay, we not going to do it. But we safeguard ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And so, man, before I even go into them and their roles, can I just tell the story? Mm-hmm. Of how it all came about.
You keep saying them together. Are they a couple or something? Like, is it just a close business relationship? Because I know you and Tracy married, but what's their dynamic?
First of all, Mike knows the answer to this, but he's asking for you guys are out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that though.
I think they understood that, Chris. And now you made what I just did dope. You made it sound lame.
Because I'm like, you was at the conference.
You just made it lame. Like, and it's supposed to be no information.
It's okay,
actually not. But what's lame is how you're attacking her.
Okay. All right. This season two energy is different.
No.
Like, just being serious. That's all good. I'm going to throw on both of y'all.
So, yeah, Chris and Nicole. But thank you, though, because the viewers didn't know that. Our next levelers. Which is why y'all got to tap in. So y'all pick up. Are we ready?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. No,
you know she's a distraction.
We got to keep her alone.
She's like a spare tire. She rolls, but it's
so
just
so to
not.
All of our
it's
listeners out here, this
He's
is
this, focus,
so to all of our listeners, this Jeremy. Is what happens when we take a few months off from being in person, and then these two get together. They're like little siblings that just be nicking and picking with each other. But I love it.
Yeah,
but it's okay because
everybody needs a spare. You know what I'm saying? That's my girl.
You leave her. You leave her alone.
Yes.
All right. So seriously,
why you keep
can I answer the question?
Why?
Jeremy trying to talk.
Talk.
Respect our leader.
Who you?
Thank you, Jay. I got you.
You the one laugh.
So
I'm your favorite.
Anyway, who is that?
That's Katie.
Okay.
She probably straightened up. All right. So look. So y'all ignorant for one. So this is the reality.
He's so
proud of himself too.
No, I'm happy we back, man.
Yeah, we back.
I ain't felt this on virtual. Yeah, we ain't teach each other like this before.
We don't have this. We don't have this on
virtual.
Yeah,
it's different. You ready?
Jeremy,
so listen to all of our. So to the people that might be new to us, I promise you, you are gonna get some substance.
I promise you.
I promise you, you're gonna get some substance. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you also gonna get a little silly. You know what I'm saying? A little SS Impala one time. You're going to get some substance, and you're going to get a little silly. You know what I'm saying? But it's all going to be structured. Yeah, you like that. All right, so this is what we're doing. Yeah.
you should know, huh? Being a so reptile, look, is your thing.
So
snake.
So I was praying.
Far away from me.
I was praying for what I thought was like a CJ. Mm-hmm. So everybody that doesn't know, one of my mentors, E.T., Dr. Eric Thomas, his right-hand man is named CJ, mm-hmm. Powerful cat. CJ was like, E was the talent, the voice. CJ was more so the brains, the marketing, this how we gonna position you, et cetera. But I seen the way that they work, like Jordan and Pippen, they just had something special. So for the longest, I was like, yo, God, I need a CJ. Then I was like, but I also need like a president, somebody that can kind of run things, and maybe this can be the same person. And I was praying and praying. And actually, man, this story is a testament of God doing exceedingly and abundantly. Because mm-hmm. I prayed for one and he gave me two, mm-hmm. right? And so here's how it unfolded. So Chris has been my partner, my brother for the past 12 years. Mm-hmm. We've been on this prayer line together. Like, I love him. That's my brother. He moved to Atlanta to be close to us and came by the house one day and was like, yo.
From where? Where'd he come
from? From Bermuda. Him and the family moved here from Bermuda.
Is that like Bahamas?
It's an island of Bermuda.
Is that like Barbados?
I don't know. I just know it's in Bermuda. And it's
Mike
island.
Knows.
Now everybody going to know how geographically.
Oh, I know where
Mike,
it is.
Tell them okay, where so it is.
It's us. Just, bro, most Americans come to me and I travel a lot. Bermuda's like literally my favorite place to go, right?
Okay. We can tell.
People. That ain't what you're
talking about. It's okay.
Bermuda 10 right
it's
now.
Okay.
Hello.
No, because the story is about Bermuda. No, it's not about Chris and Nicole. Go ahead.
Y'all hear what
no,
you
but give it to
me?
Him. Give it to him real quick, though.
All right, bro. So it's an island, pink sand. Okay. Gorgeous, see through. It ain't that LA water. No disrespect. You know what I'm saying? But it's not mucky. It's not yucky. It's just a beautiful place that's mm-hmm. attached to the British territory. It's actually attached to Great Britain, not the Caribbean. And so a lot of people get it mixed up with some of the cheaper vacations that they take, but it's actually more
thank
exclusive,
you.
More
thank you. Thank you for
elegant
that.
Stuff.
So they left
and
that
you're from Bermuda
for ATL, Charlie.
And they make money over there. That's what I'm getting to. They didn't leave no.
We
cheap
make money
place.
Over here in the A too, though.
Ooh, talk your stuff.
See,
right?
I was just saying.
I was talking about the sacrifice, but if you want to talk about what God, that's God know? Energy right there, Jay. You said they doing it all right over here too.
All right, so okay. yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So look,
God bless you.
So
brother.
So we was praying, and this is a long story. I'm gonna kind of paraphrase and kind of speed it up.
Okay. I mean, what's a podcast, so you can break it down if you want to.
Yeah,
just
but you know,
just because the
I
fact that
make
you got
sure
time.
We get to the meat. So Chris was just like, bro, he'd been here. I've been known him for years. He was like, bro, I feel like we should be working together. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it means. It's just you've been on my heart, my mind. I was like, bro, let's just pray on it. He ended up registering a few weeks or a month later for our conference, and he registered VIP. And I remember feeling the way like, dog, you my yeah. boy. You got the liberty or privilege to call me and be like, yo, I'm pulling up.
Yeah.
And my thing is going to be like, bet, you on the list. So I felt like I need to do something for you.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, have your wife come. Nicole can come. VIP right here next to you. That's my gift. Mm-hmm. He was like, bet. They came together because they was longing to do some stuff together. He was like, I'm going to make it a date night. We're going to get a hotel mm-hmm. and just make a whole weekend. He different like that, right? So they come, and it's just an amazing encounter, an amazing experience. But it was one time when all of our staff was on stage, and it was like maybe six of us. Mm-hmm. And we were answering questions from the crowd about how we do things. And Nicole was like, Chris's wife was just like, how come they not doing this? And he was like, I don't know. She's like, how come they don't do that? And he was like, babe, they probably don't even know that stuff. And so he felt and saw that there was a need, and they saw that there was a need. Now, this whole time, I have no clue. Mm-hmm. So we hook up afterwards. We go and do dinner. I'm like, hey, we're going to do a date night. So me and Tracy, we take Chris and Nicole to a dope restaurant. Shout out to Lil Alley Steakhouse, one of my favorite restaurants in Atlanta. And Nicole is like sick the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest thing. She wasn't sick going to the restaurant, but at the restaurant, she was sick. And then leaving, she was fine. So weird. I ain't going to go super spiritual and say that something was shifting inside of her, but that's what I feel. You know what I'm saying? And so...
Well, technically it was if her stomach was... I'm just saying biologically,
No, for sure.
Yeah, the shift taking place. You can give God credit or... But it was happening.
There we go.
First of all, I didn't say that. So, and we don't joke on Nicole on this show. Like, we don't joke about Nicole.
So, like, she's not right there in the corner.
So then, like for what you're not about to be is a spare.
What you're not about to do is sit up here and act like you wasn't saying that something was shifting in her stomach. That's what we're not about to do.
But I didn't say nothing about no bubbles.
So what you talking about?
We've talked way too long about Nicole.
There we go.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Chris, I'm telling you, I'm going to fix this flat.
Anyway.
I'm going to fix this flat, big dog.
You know what? So, you the hubcap, so please stop. Anyway, so moving
I'm
on.
I'm a spinner.
Check this out. Yes. So I'm sitting here. I'm thinking like, okay. ADHD. He was like, "Yo, we need to have. I'm gonna come by. This is after dinner."
Okay.
He's talking to Nick like, "Yo." So the whole time we had dinner, she's talking about the new position that she has, the new job she has. They value Black women. They moving her up into leadership.
Well, she gonna be making a new job.
She already had a great job. And the whole time we having dinner, she's testifying about how amazing this job is. Projected to make $250,000 in the future. Like, I'm thinking like boss, executive. I'm like, unlimited vacations, like dream jobs. So the whole time they talking in my heart, I'm like, man, I'm so happy for you. And I'm thinking like, shoot, we need somebody like you. And I wouldn't even dare thought about it. Chris was like, the next day, he came to the house. He's like, hey, bruh, Nicole need to be, because we were looking for somebody. And during dinner, I told them, like, yeah, we're looking for someone. We hired this firm that's interviewing all these people. I wanted to hire this one lady that worked in on the West Coast. She was the president of some cancer treatment center. So she had like seven doctors that reported to her. She was super efficient, very poised, very just. But Tracy was just like, I'm not feeling it. And I was just like, I didn't know why. So, but that for me, that was a red flag. Because if we're not on one accord, we're not moving forward. So
even when you're passionate about it?
Even when I'm passionate about it.
Now that's
and I'm thinking like, yo, boo, she's got great energy, Hispanic lady, very pleasant, very good energy, very poised, very professional, resume clearly. I'm like, boo. Tracy was like, I just don't know. I get it now. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I'm not, because back in the day, I would try to convince her.
Yeah.
And God told me, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Stop using your gift of influence to shift or manipulate your wife or to convince her, even if it's not manipulation.
Yeah.
Don't try to convince her against her own judgment.
Yeah.
She's been gifted to have that discernment.
And you don't
so if she's not feeling
that.
Something, don't quiet it. And that's something I had to learn in marriage counseling too. It's like not to quiet my wife's voice.
Respect.
So now I value her opinion. I value her voice more. So when she was just like, I'm not feeling it, I was just like, well, just help me understand why.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know. I'm just not. I was like, well, that's enough for me. Because this type of role, this ain't somebody that I'm kind of in on, you all in on, or vice versa. We need to be all in together.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, so we're going to wait. So Chris comes by. And then after that, I have a daddy-daughter date with some of my homeboys. We got like a girl dad group.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of our daughters are around the same age. And so David Shands, Marcus, Justin, Trapper, like all the homies, Zoe, we all here out at the pool kicking it. And I'm telling them about how we got to hire some people.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I hired this firm. I paid like $5,000 to start off. And they looking, he was like, you ain't going to need them. Trap.
Yeah.
I'm like, what you mean? He's like, bro, God, who you have because of who you are, God already got somebody within your fold. He was like, watch. And he was so nonchalant about it.
I was
actually kind of a little irritated. Like, bro, how you know?
Yeah.
He's like, bro, trust me, bro. He was like, he was really on some who God got for you is already within your fold. Like, you already know him. He's like, trust me, watch. And long story short, Chris came by for the podcast and was like, bruh, Nicole would be perfect. I was like, bruh, she just boom, boom, boom. He was like, man, we feel convicted. I said, bruh, talk to Tracy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I already know Nicole got the juice and she got good energy.
Yeah.
Before I even sent a resume, I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
Because I don't hire on skill. I hire on character.
Yeah.
I hire on integrity.
Yeah.
I hire on heart. You can learn all that other stuff. I got you.
Yeah.
You can learn all that other stuff. You can learn how to do something, but are you a good person?
Because
you can't teach character.
Mm-hmm.
You can't teach morals. You can't teach family values. You can't teach somebody how not to be ratchet or how not to be, you know what I'm saying, like dodo or a snake. You can't teach that. All the other things, you can go to school for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you don't really go to school for character and integrity and being a good person. Somebody I can trust you with a company car.
Mm.
Somebody, if I know I'm out of town, you can hold it. Somebody that has the best interest in mind for me and Tracy.
Because
I know the interest we have for our staff.
Yeah.
So long story short, I was just like, bro, I love the idea. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Man, we put her through the same interview process. And then, because he's speaking, he's bragging big.
Mm.
So when we go through like that third interview, when they finally bring me in, her interview was average at best. She's just like, I can do this, I can do that. I'm like, man, where that bulldog, your husband? I'm texting Chris during the interview like, bruh, like, I don't know what's up. So Chris had to, so I was like, okay, great. Because I felt like the needle did not get moved at all.
Because
I was just like, you just sound like a good candidate like everybody else. But the way Chris is talking, you head and shoulders above everybody else. So I talked to Chris.
Hold on real quick, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand my frustration when I be trying to tell everybody about how dope you are and you give us all that political stuff. Well, you know, I just do what I need to do with my business and I just scale it and I just, you understand why it pisses me off? You understand? Because when you different, you can't accept average. And you give, it's grace. I mean, it's humble, but ain't what I'm looking for, right? So I just want to make sure you get that energy because it is frustrating, ain't it?
It
is frustrating when you're dealing with somebody that's really dope and they not speaking on it like they know it. It's just crazy, huh?
I ain't got no refute.
All right, cool. All right. Back to Nicole.
Appreciate that. You're going to pay for that. That was really good. I'm going to get you. But no, I receive it.
Yeah.
Because she was just coming off like, you know, I can. So I hit Chris. I was like, bro, it was cool, but I didn't really feel that.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And so I think he had like a conversation with her and was like, babe, it's okay. Bump that being humble.
Yeah.
Let them know you a beast.
Talk that talk.
Let me tell you something.
What she do?
Our next interview,
no,
after
didn't.
Like 7 minutes in, DeJuan was texting me because we got a private group text as we having this conference call interview. DeJuan was like, I've heard enough. Tracy was like, yep, I'm all in. We still kept letting her go. Long story short, man, we hired on Nicole as our chief operating officer.
Wow.
And, you know, Chris was like, we had our first mastermind in Mexico. He was like, bro, at the conference, one thing I didn't like, and this is what I love about them. Yeah. They always in protection of me.
Yeah.
My job easy.
Yeah.
I just take care of Chris and Nicole. Every opportunity I had to spoil them and love on them, it's done. And I got big energy when it comes to that.
Yeah.
All I got to do is take care of them because they're going to take care of me.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, what I didn't like about the conference, as anointed as it was, you was too busy, bro. He's like, bro, you a boss. You realize what level you on, you running around this, you checking with the sound people, you checking with the cameraman. He said, let me take the lead in Mexico at our conference. I was like, okay. Because I know he capable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He done professional, a retired basketball player, done spoke all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Author, husband, mighty man of God, started successful businesses. Like, he know how to get
Chris
to the bag and get money. Like, Chris, he got the juice.
Fact.
So I didn't question that either. So I was like, okay, bet. And me and Tracy sat back and we had our first mastermind conference in Cancun at the brand new all-exclusive Hilton Resort. And that sucker was flawless. And I ain't had to do nothing but stand up and speak.
Wow.
I was like, oh, this different.
Yeah.
And that's when I felt the shift. So me and Tracy had a conversation on the flight back that they knew not of. I said, hey, babe, I'm going to ask Chris to come on as director and over the Speakers Academy and the Elite and have him just take that over and we compensate him, boom, 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 boom. And she was in one accord. Let me tell you something. Tracy don't never really be in one accord with me unless it's it.
Yeah.
She was just like, yep, I like that.
Yep.
And so long story short, we added Chris as our director. And he's also serves as like an exec consultant because he's started schools in Bermuda, like all boys school with a crazy successful rate, with payroll and full staff. Like, he different.
Yes.
So they taking all their skill. It's crazy, right? To know that all their experience working with all these billion-dollar companies and all these amazing things that they've started. And then their love story for them serving and falling in love in college, wow, and the programs, events that they will put together in college, like all that skill, all that talent, all the expertise, wow, for such a time as this. So I tell Tracy all the time, like, if we ever question this, sometimes that she'd be like, I don't know if this will work out. I'm like, boo, do you realize how favored we are?
Yeah.
Don't forget God gave us Chris and Nicole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of, so if anybody want to know who the core four is, it's someone that me and Tracy have been praying for. Yeah. And y'all know the emotional conversation podcast we had last year.
Absolutely.
when I shared with y'all how Tracy had that health scare.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And for those of y'all that don't know, my wife was under so much pressure under all these businesses, under all these companies, all these meetings, all these financial reports and budgeting and payroll and taxes across multiple companies.
Mm-hmm.
We was in bed one night and she felt like she was having a heart attack. And I didn't really hear what she was saying because I was half asleep. And when she said, I don't think I'm going to make it, it's like something out of me snapped.
Jesus.
Sophie and Ebony just happened to be in town. Shout out to Sophie and Eb, visiting. This is before they moved here, a month or two after Brian passed. So I ran, when I finally got up, I ran to wake them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We bring them back. We trying to get Tracy dressed. She going in and out of it.
Jesus.
Saying, the 911 is like, we try to get somebody out there in the next 15 minutes. I'm like, 15 minutes? I'm losing it, bro. I'm so irritated. And Tracy looks at Ebony and Sophie and says, take care of my kids? Bruh, I was done. So I was just like, bump the ambulance. Let's go. Get her to my truck. I drive to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then when it all said and done, we found out it was a panic attack just because all of the stress. And the doctors was like, that can lead to a heart attack.
Yeah.
But like, so that's when I knew, I was like, God, you're going to have to send somebody quick. We done built all of this. We've been hella faithful. It was a season of our life, y'all. We was paying 30% tithe and offering.
Mm-hmm.
It was a season of our life, bro. We make sure everybody was paid and we didn't have enough to bring us home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, God, we done put in some work. We done made some sacrifices. It's a lot on us. And I was praying for like one person and God gave us one couple.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so it's really a testament to everybody out. But I could not be trusted with Chris and Nicole until I got to a certain level.
Yeah.
It's folk out here right now, like, I want somebody, God, to bring somebody my way where you ain't even done the very thing that you want them to do.
There we go. Do that.
So how you gonna train them?
Yeah.
So before there was an Ebony that was booking gigs for me, I was booking my own gigs.
Yeah.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Peter Campbell. Yes, you want to book Jeremy Anderson? Stop playing with it.
Right.
I went there, bro.
Right.
Like, I know how it is to have a fake signature. I'm responding on behalf of Jeremy Anderson, administrative assistant. Really, that's me,
bro.
That person you talk to, Jermaine, that's my middle name. Got him. You know, like, I knew how to do that. So when we hired Ebony, I said, well, Ebony, this is what me and Tracy have been doing for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
When it comes to booking my gigs. And so it's like, you got to be trusted in that space.
Yeah.
So for those of y'all that's like, okay, Jerry, that's an inspiring story, but I need somebody to help me build out my business. I need y'all to understand something here. Jewel is turning 10, right? So we are right around the 10-year mark or a little past the 10-year mark.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of our close to 11 years of us quitting our jobs going full-time.
Yeah.
I walked away from a full-time career. My wife walked away from a full-time career with the government working for Jacobs ESTS. They was a defense contractor. We walked away from the luxuries, the 401k, the healthcare, because we believe we did that for 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
Solo before someone else came on.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And so I share that with people to let them know, like, delayed is not denied, but God be answering your prayers. You heard the song. For those of y'all folks, all next levelers, as church folks, they will say, he may not come when you want him. He may not come when it's convenient. He may not come when you think you need him, but he gonna be there right on time. You know what I'm saying? He's an on-time guy.
Yeah.
And so when I look at like what we built and where we are now, And the team that we building together, man, it's different.
Yeah.
And I tell Tracy, if we ever question the favor of God, just look back at Chris and Nicole. And then I see how our energies, like Chris and Tracy, are so much alike in some ways. And me and Nick are so much alike in certain ways. But the connection that Tracy and Nick have, it's weird. It's almost spooky. Like, I be checking the cameras in the kitchen, and they just be right there on their computers just working. Yep. I'm like, they ain't really talking about nothing. Me and Chris gonna need some music. But they got their own algorithm in which they got their own cadence, and it just fits. She actually likes them being at the crib. Tracy love people, but she just like, I see y'all later.
Right.
She, like, when they come by for breakfast, I mean, never told them this, but public service announcement. Bruh, my wife will be in there, grits, French toast, got the little veggie sausage, got the little potatoes. That's Tracy's way of saying thank you.
Wow.
That's Tracy's way of saying I love you.
Yeah.
That's Tracy's way of saying I value you.
Yeah.
Bro, I wasn't getting grits and eggs and homemade from scratch biscuits when it was just me and her working.
Gina, that's my mama biscuits. Oh, and my mama biscuits, Gina. My mama biscuits.
Blackberry jams.
And my mama biscuits. And my mama biscuits. My mama biscuits. Gina, that's my mama biscuits.
Oh my God.
Come on, y'all.
So it's just a different energy, man. Yeah. And we're in a different season. So if you all see from me this season and this episode, if y'all see a different energy, if y'all see a big dog energy, if you see a boss energy, like, they really helping me morph into that.
Yeah.
I've been in worker mode for years. Like, worker, CEO, shepherd, but I'm also, I don't mind doing the work. And they like, bro, sit back, bro, go read a book, go to a mastermind, go seek the face of God. Tell us what the vision is, and we're going to execute it. Ooh. So I'm learning to walk in that now, and I'm learning to sit my butt down, because what's the point of praying for something and then complaining about the thing you're praying for? The point of praying and asking for something and then wondering if it's going to work out? God was like, you prayed for them. You know you've been favored by them. Why don't you trust them? Because you don't trust me? Because you got control issues? If you don't sit your behind down somewhere and let them do what they do. And if it don't work out the way, let me tell you something. Me and Nicole will get to the same end of the role, but we will take two different approaches. I seen the way she fired somebody. I almost cried. It was the sweetest email I've ever. I said, you are a sweet savage. You are not playing with these folks out here. But her approach is different. Mine is like hammer. She gonna cut you, bro, and you don't even know. It's like you bleeding out. It's just different. But that's after she's extended so much grace. And that's after she, and I mean, like, for real, like, y'all know how loving we are. What y'all see on camera is what you get. If you ever get to a point where you end up breaking ties from our organization, which we have an amazing retention, it's only because you want it out, because of your insecurities, or because of character. But we gonna coach and train you up. But they are just showing me how to even be a better leader. And a better husband, a better entrepreneur as a whole. They're helping us get structured. They're showing us some things that me and Tracy didn't have. Either didn't know or didn't even have the bandwidth to put in place. And so look, y'all, if y'all see throughout this season, and which you should, a different type of style, a different type of energy, flow, cadence, it's because we got a team now. And our core four, Jeremy, Tracy, Chris, Nicole, and I can testify, man, that to all of you next levelers out there, let me just share this word with you, man. God will give you what you need, period. He's not going to withhold that good thing from you, from those that walk upright. It might not come when you want it. It might not come at the best time that you think. But if you're really doing God's work and you're really in alignment with his plan, he is not going to sit back and not give you what you need. What kind of general would he be if he sent his people off to battle without the proper guns and ammunition and protective gear? So he will give you exactly what you need in this season. The question is what are you doing with what you currently have? Some of you all are praying and asking for more, and God is like, you ain't even doing nothing with the last thing I gave you. Nice. You praying and asking for the next job. You want to be an entrepreneur, but you an average employee. How are you going to be an amazing entrepreneur, CEO, but you an average employee? You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all are praying you want to be a wife one day. You're not even a good girlfriend. You're not even speaking life to your boyfriend. You still picking, you know what I'm saying? You like, man, I want somebody that's bad. I want a 10-piece. But I'm about to say a three-piece and a biscuit. Like, you far from where you need to be as a man, as character. So many people want to get to that next level, and they want to attain these things. And God is like, I want to give it to you if you're ready for it. So I'm a strong believer, man, that God will bless you with what he can trust you with. And I believe he blessed us with Chris and Nicole because he's like, I can now trust you with them. Y'all got some things in order. Y'all have gotten to a certain place. Y'all have gotten to a certain level. I can trust my precious Chris and Nicole to leave their businesses that they started, to leave their six-figure careers, multiple six-figure careers. I can trust them to leave that to come to you to bless them with even more. You know what I'm saying? And so that's that next level, man. And so I'm not just talking it or proclaiming it or embarking upon it. Like, I'm living it every single day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And what you all are hearing me testify about today, I've been praying for the past 5 years.
I'm going to tell you.
Just like that.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm just going out on the record and saying this. We're going to have to bring Chris and Nicole on at some point.
Absolutely.
And let them see them. Later on in the season, y'all, this season's different. Like, already, y'all just listening to you speak, bro, I'm just excited. And this episode's done, y'all. I'm just telling y'all, as a person that's a part of this podcast, I'm excited for what y'all about to get from this. This is a different level that I get to see Jay in on a regular because of how he operates. I'm very excited for y'all to be blessed from the energy that he's giving y'all. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to just say this to end this. So many people look at me like, man, Jay, you so blessed and anointed. And there is an anointing on me.
Absolutely.
But man, when you surround yourself with anointed people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you become a force.
Yeah.
And I think next week when we get together, I think we should talk about the shift that they was responsible for making in our lives that took our conference to a whole nother level.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you that anxiety and depression was on me and Tracy heavy. Yeah, all right. So look, y'all subscribe.
Y'all just got a preview. Right?
You know what I'm saying? Y'all leave us some comments.
Please, y'all.
Like,
please.
For real, that means a lot. I get that little ding on my phone on God. I love it. Yeah. So like, leave us some comments, man. Let us know, you know, you've been enjoying this. And to all of our next levelers, man, we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Yeah. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level.